Live from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Charlie Burmant with news and commentary for Thursday, October 3rd. The Port Townsend Marine Science Center awarded its annual Eleanor Stops Environmental Leadership Award to Cherie Scalf for her decades of salmon recovery advocacy in the Puget Sound region. This included returning salmon to Chimicum Creek from practically zero to more than 1,500 salmon who now call the creek their home. That is, if salmon could talk. Scalf also helped build a bridge over culvert on West Uncas Road, clearing the salmon migration path. The award was presented at a breakfast this morning where Scalf was lauded for her ability to attract volunteers who may choose salmon restoration as a career. Vaping has become a high visibility health hazard for young people, so the Washington State Department of Health is attempting to talk to young vapers in a way they can understand through their smartphones. The department is sponsoring a free app that can be installed on a phone or tablet and is designed to help people of all ages quit the habit. The self-guided program includes 10 short lessons, messages, and customized tips where the user can learn how to deal with unhelpful thoughts, urgings, and cravings, according to a press release. According to the Washington State Healthy Youth Survey, approximately 30% of the state's high school seniors used vaping products either for tobacco or cannabis in 2018. Several high-profile diseases and deaths caused by vaping have come to light recently, so the state is looking to curb that trend. The second annual Art Sparks is now open for viewing at Port Townsend School for the Arts Gallery at 236 Taylor Street in downtown Port Townsend. Over 400 pieces of art, including paintings, sculptures, and photography, are on display and are to be featured at this Saturday's Art Walk. The display gave people across the artistic spectrum a chance to see their work in a gallery, as any member of the public could submit a piece. The only restriction is for the art to set on a 6-inch square of fiberboard. Each piece sells for $40, with half of that amount going to the artist and the remainder to the gallery. The pieces are not signed on the front, so observers can focus on the art rather than the personality. So you may buy a piece you like and find that it was created by a notable local artist. For Willeen, a sculpture created by the late Port Townsend metalworker Russell Jaquas, is now in place at the Gateway Park in Port Townsend. The sculpture suggests an abstract sun, or whatever else you may imagine, and will be dedicated in a formal ceremony on November 2nd. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news at kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.